When Alaskans vote for governor on November 4th, they'll also be deciding the fate of Medicaid expansion in the state. Incumbent Governor Sean Parnell has said he won't expand the federal health insurance program under the Affordable Care Act. But his opponent, independent candidate Bill Walker, says if elected, he will immediately accept the federal money. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
A year ago, Governor Parnell called a press conference at his office in downtown Anchorage to announce the state wouldn't accept Medicaid expansion.
I believe a costly Medicaid expansion, especially on top of the broken Obamacare system, is a hot mess.
Under the Affordable Care Act, states can expand Medicaid to offer health coverage to residents making up to 133% of the federal poverty level. In Alaska, the people who would qualify are mostly low-income, childless adults. The federal government pays for 100% of their coverage through 2016. That match rate gradually ramps down to 90% by 2020. At his campaign headquarters in Midtown Anchorage, Parnell said expansion just doesn't make sense.
To think that we can take new federal funds for Medicaid and that we'll continue to get them is a false hope. The existing Medicaid system is already unsustainable federally and from the state perspective by any measure. And to add additional, to add weight to that in terms of adding more burden on the system, on an already unsustainable system, that just doesn't make sense to me.
More than 40,000 Alaskans would have qualified for Medicaid expansion, according to a report Parnell commissioned on the issue. He says about a quarter of those people fall into a gap. They don't have access to tribal health services, and they earn too little to qualify for subsidies to purchase insurance on healthcare.gov. The Affordable Care Act assumed they would have coverage through Medicaid expansion. Parnell says he wants to find another way to help those Alaskans. The Medicaid Reform Advisory Group will give him recommendations on how to do that in mid-November. Parnell says he would even consider buying private insurance for Alaskans who fall into the gap with dollars from the state general fund.
That would be the state saying, we think this is in our people's interest to do it, and we're willing to pay for it. That's a whole different scenario than becoming addicted to billions of dollars more in federal funds across the next 4 years or so, 5 years. And it's a pipe dream to think that once we go down that road that we could ever go back.
Parnell says he doesn't want to add to the federal deficit. But independent candidate Bill Walker says it's a no-brainer for Alaska to take the federal money for Medicaid expansion, at least while it's funded at 100%.
We receive a lot of funds from the federal government on a highway, a 50-50 matching grant for a highway. Boy, we can't build that fast enough. And yet here we are receiving, you know, potentially 100% from the federal government on health care for Alaskans. We're saying, oh, no, we can't take that risk because maybe they'll fund it less at a later day. Really? So are we putting the importance of a highway higher than somebody's health care?
Walker says he would revisit the issue when the federal match begins declining in 2017. Walker was a registered Republican until early September when he switched his affiliation to independent to run with Lieutenant Gubernatorial candidate Byron Malott on the Alaska First Unity ticket. The states that have opted for expansion are mostly led by Democrats, while those that have refused are overwhelmingly led by Republicans. But Walker doesn't think the decision should be political.
We should be looking at doing everything we can to bring down the cost of health care in Alaska to as many people as possible. And we're playing politics with somebody's health care, and I don't believe in that.
Walker points out that Medicaid expansion is supported by tribal groups, business organizations like the Alaska Chamber of Commerce, and hospitals. He says he's heard a lot of concern from voters about the issue, too, especially in rural Alaska. Walker says it's a topic even insured Alaskans have a stake in because health insurance premiums are so high here.
When 10 or 26 or 40,000 Alaskans, pick a number, go and receive health care at the emergency room and aren't able to pay for it, no, that's our premiums are based upon that kind of stuff. And so it would bring down the health care costs for everybody across the board.
If elected, Walker could expand Medicaid without approval from the legislature, but it would be up to lawmakers to appropriate any state funds necessary to run the program. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.